It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Recently, IPR producer Emily Woodbury and I spent a day at the new Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. Over 500 of Iowa's most dangerous offenders were moved into the new $166 million facility back in August. And we spoke with many of those offenders during our tour of the high-tech maximum security system, a system that is a quantum leap ahead of the old fort, as it was known, some of which dated back to the 1830s, before Iowa was even a state. Next Tuesday, at this time, we'll dedicate the entire hour to learning about the new facility. Today, a brief taste of that program, a visit to the prison's cafeteria and kitchen, where three meals a day are prepared and served by offenders. Our guide, Warden Nick Ludwig, began by leading us into the cafeteria.
We're in a room here with approximately, I'd say, 50 to 70 offenders, if my numbers are right here. And how would you say this is different from the old cafeteria in the old facility? What would you want to point out in terms of how this can operate better and with better security?
The number of cameras that we have in this smaller kitchen, the amount of direct sunlight that we have in this kitchen. A lot of it has to do with those serving meals to a smaller number of people. The kitchen in any institution is one of the most critical areas of operation, simply by the fact that three times a day your entire general population has the ability to meet there or convene there. So we treat it as such. They have a certain amount of time when they come in, receive their meal, to move. And you'll see the guys are busy eating right now. It's an opportunity to converse. You see officers that work in the kitchen and additional officers that are here the individuals.
That sticks out to me as I have one table of offenders right next to another table where some of your corrections officers are sitting, smiling, having a lunch as well.
But that speaks to the expectation of our agency that we interact, that communication is at a premium with staff and offenders, between staff and offenders. That is one of the best tools for security in an institution. Knowing who you're talking to. No one answers to "Hey, you" in a prison. But if I can call you Ben or "Hey, Ben," you'll stop and you'll turn around and you'll listen to me. Mm-hmm. So many of these guys we know by name. You've seen people turn around and wave, but you've also seen them be quiet because they respect the fact that we're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. When you have the interaction between offenders and your staff here, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable? For instance, in this environment, could an offender get up and sit with a corrections officer or ask a question? What is sort of maybe some of the unspoken rules here?
There's some there's obviously lines where you can become over familiar. When I eat in the food service building, routinely I'll sit with staff. Sometimes I'll get up and I'll walk over to an offender's table. And or while sitting with staff, oftentimes an offender will ask, "Can I come over and talk to you guys?" So it's not a visible barrier. But one thing that we do here is that presence of staff and the presence of offenders, there is no line in the sand, if you will. There's no line on the floor that says they can't cross this. This is a mutual appreciation of space that you see right now, and also the purpose of coming in here to eat, talk, and then move. This merits a brief explanation. This is called blind feeding.
Okay, so what we're seeing here is the wall here, a cement wall, but then in it is a rectangular opening. The label above one of them says regular, one says no meat. So this is about, thigh level, and the food is handed through this, and offenders are working in the kitchen, cooking the food, and you're saying that it's better if the people in the kitchen don't actually have eye contact with the people they're serving.
It's one more preventative measure of doing what we expect here. You're here to eat. You're not here to talk. You're not here to complain about portion size. You're not here to beef with somebody that's serving you food, saying you want more, you want less, or I don't want you to serve it to me. And again, this is another one of the enhancements with this design that improves our best practices. It moves people through this critical area of the institution more efficiently. another measure, a security measure, is their inability to use the trays inappropriately by passing contraband. If you take a tray, a standard tray, and you flip it upside down, you'll notice recesses in the tray for each individual compartment. Oftentimes that's used to hide contraband, be it in the form of drugs, money, notes, security notes, security threat group notes. So this at least prevents me from knowing you're coming through and or vice versa, and adds to our list of security enhancements.
Any other areas to point in out in the cafeteria, able to see the kitchen, for instance? Or
yeah, I'd like to show you the kitchen.
Okay, we're entering the kitchen area here on the other side of the wall of the cafeteria. Okay, very busy kitchen. So we've got stainless steel, all kinds of stainless steel counters here, sinks and so forth, large cauldrons that I'm going to ask the warden about here too. It looks like fryers. There are probably a dozen, at least more than a dozen, offenders at work here in white shirts preparing meals.
Yeah, I'm James Brandon Dixon from Burlington, Iowa. I clean up after the cooks and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been here in Fort Madison?
I've been an ISP for 3 years almost.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what's going on here in the kitchen? How does this kitchen operate differently, or what is?
Well, we've got a lot more state-of-the-art equipment. It's a lot of, for me, it's a lot easier to clean, a lot easier to cook stuff on stuff.
Do you have previous experience working in a kitchen?
Not really, just home kitchen, you know, stuff like that. I've never worked in any other kitchens except for here in prison.
Uh-huh. What do you like about working here in the kitchen?
We get to eat some good food, you know, and fresh, hot food prepared, you know. We don't have to wait till it's on the line and been sitting in the trays for a while, but it's good, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a great day.
Warden, can I ask, what is different about this kitchen with security in mind? In terms of, we all know that when you prepare food, you need knives to cut up things. You need open flames to cook things, or some kind of heat to cook things. How is this kitchen different to minimize risk and increase security?
One of the biggest differences is the expansive space. It gives us clearer lines of sight. You see some physical obstructions, whether it's trays behind me or food trays here, but the size of this kitchen, by comparison, is a wonderful asset to us.
After a tour through the cafeteria and kitchen, Warden Ludwig offered me a meal, cooked and served by offenders. While we sat down for lunch, I got a chance to speak with the food service director for the penitentiary, Chris Tripp, who's been with the institution for 26 years.
Okay, so Chris's office here is a one-way mirrors out into the kitchen area where we just were, and in addition to the one-way mirrors looking out, Chris, you have monitors you can call up on, or cameras you can call up on your screen to check out things that you may need to check out.
Right. I'm able to see and monitor the dock area, so I can see our delivery trucks coming and going, as well as the dining halls. We have a blind serving of our food here, so the offenders that come through the line are not in contact with my offenders that work back in dietary. This allows me to see what's going on out in the dining halls.
So you have obviously food delivered to this facility from outside the facility. It might be a good way to smuggle things in. How do you prevent that from happening, things that shouldn't be smuggled in?
First of all, we have our own warehouse that is run by our state employees. And so all outside vendors deliver to our state warehouse across the street. And then as we need to procure that food, we bring it from our state warehouse over here. So that way we don't have outside vendors coming inside the secure perimeter.
Okay, so Chris is here taking off the meal for today, the covers of the meal for today. It's in a plastic tray, and they're a little each food. We have why don't you, Chris, can you lean over here and describe what's on the menu for today?
We have fried chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, dinner roll. And of course, we have to serve our fruit and our vegetables with every meal. And then a dessert, we have cake today.
Warden Ludwig, what about you, your idea of the connection between good food, healthy food, and creating the right vibe that you've been talking about here within this prison?
Chris knows, as well as my colleagues, not only at this institution but throughout the agency, and they may have grown tired of hearing it, but I use 5 M's to try to remind staff five critical areas to pay attention to when managing offenders. And it starts with meals. And it's meals, mail, money, mom, and medication. Now, mind you, there's other things. I could say recreation. I could say classification. I could say security. It's all tied in with that. And the reason those five M's are important is because they're important to us in society. But meals starts first because, to me, it is one of the most important areas of the institution. A proper meal, like us in society, you feel better, makes you comfortable. And, again, the traffic that we have in here. So Chris knows from our years of working together the emphasis I have on his operation as well as the support I will provide his operation.
These look like excellent meals, meals certainly comparable to meals you'd have in society as well. Do you ever get any pushback that, well, these are some of Iowa's worst offenders and you can make a meal that's too good for them, and perhaps they don't deserve this?
One thing that I refer to all the time when it comes to concerns of that nature is that my job as a mayor, like my other colleagues, wardens throughout the agency, we're like, my job as the warden, I should say, is like being the mayor of a small community. And it's our responsibility to maintain the stability of that community. In doing so, we have the funds to provide the appropriate amount of food. We are audited in the same manner as public school systems. I have no problem with the fact that our meals may be better.
Maybe better than public school lunches.
By perception and probably by, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't recommend coming to prison to find out. But not only by appearance, but probably also, like Chris stated, we do meet nutritional content requirements. And I take great pride in the meals that we serve, and I have no apologies for what we serve to offenders.
Part of my recent conversation with Warden Nick Ludwig in the kitchen of the new Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. Tuesday of next week, we'll spend the entire hour taking you through other parts of the new prison system here on River to River.